Movie theaters across the country today begin regular screenings with an announcement exhorting viewers not to swap copyrighted songs and movies. Last night, a similar announcement ran on 35 network and cable television outlets.
If you buy bootleg videos or download illegal copies from the internet, how are the people who bring you the movies supposed to
pay for my glasses,
get health insurance,
and pay off my student loans?
Because the spot was sponsored by the Motion Picture Association of America. Taking even stronger action is the Recording Industry Association. It has filed more than 900 subpoenas so far, asking internet service providers for the names of people it suspects of taking songs over the internet. A court here in Washington is approving the subpoena requests at a rate of roughly 75 a day. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Not long after the subpoenas began to roll out last week, the phone started to ring at Privacy Resolutions, a legal services corporation in Chicago. Charles Lee Mudd Jr. is its president. He says he's been in contact with some of those people targeted by the subpoenas. And while he won't say whether he's representing them, on principle, he says they should fight.
Because there are strong claims that the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, under which the RIAA is proceeding right now with these subpoenas, is unconstitutional.
Mudd says the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which was passed by Congress in 1998, is overly broad and does not safeguard individual privacy.
It's a bad law to begin with that permits an organization to be able to subpoena third parties without first obtaining a court approval or at least filing a lawsuit.
The Recording Industry Association of America is presenting the subpoenas to internet service providers to make them give up the names of people it has determined share copyrighted music. Some of the subpoenas cite only 5 songs. The RIAA won't disclose what kind of file sharing behavior warrants a subpoena, but the association's president, Carrie Sherman, says the subpoenas will lead to hundreds of lawsuits over the next 2 months against people who download music.
The idea is that these lawsuits will continue because we want people to understand that we're serious about protecting the rights of the people who create music. One round of lawsuits won't do that. We have to show that we're in this for the long term.
They're out of their minds. Absolutely out of their minds.
Wayne Rosso is president of Grokster, one of the more popular file-sharing programs on the internet. He says forcing internet service providers to turn over the names of their customers amounts to a strong-arm scare tactic.
Let's face it, they can't be marching into court and suing millions of people. It's just not feasible.
So far, the RIAA has settled with 4 college students who are paying the association between $7,000 and $15,000 each for the music they've traded online. The association hopes that fines and the threat of lawsuits will be a deterrent. But that hasn't stopped one college student who admits he downloads music daily. It did deter him from revealing his name to a reporter.
Because I don't want to get prosecuted. I mean, I'm living in Washington, D.C., and I've got a career ahead of me, and I don't want to deal with anything and so stupid as listening to music.
Many people who trade music online are coping by becoming increasingly sophisticated at preserving their anonymity. The file-sharing program Morpheus has a new upgrade it claims will better protect its clients' identities. The company says, since its release last week, it's been downloaded over 300,000 times. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.